the stars up above you. I can't realize that you ever cared. You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew. No need to tell me. You've changed.
Welcome back. This is Jesse Bell here with you on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You just heard one of my favorite songs from 2024, Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman's Right Back to It. I'm hoping we get more music from both those fine folks in 2026. We heard the new Miss Emily track, Stand Together, Band Together, as part of CFRC's Release Radar program. Prior to that, we had, this is another, really honestly, a set of throwbacks, Taiko Onuki's 4 a.m., which was prefaced by Joni Mitchell's You've Changed, throwing it back to the 70s there. We also had Bad Bad Not Good with Your Soul and Mine, Chia with iPad Baby, also hoping we get more Chia music in 2026. And we kicked it all off with the strangely sound similar look-alike-y track to the Elecman theme from Mega Man 1, REM's All the Right Friends. I don't know if anyone else in human history has pointed this out. I don't know why you would or how you could, but it's still mind-blowing that it sounds so similar to a piece of music from a video game, especially considering this REM B-side was not released until years after that video game came out. Go figure. Who'da thunk? I don't know how they did it, but they did it. All right, folks. 2025. Not a great year. Not a great year. I think we can all agree that it was a pretty terrible year for humanity, especially if you are even remotely aware of what went on in the United States, what went on in Gaza, the incredible acceleration towards authoritarianism, not just in the United States, but across large chunks of the Western world. Dumpster fire of a year. I think, actually, probably on the whole worse than 2020. We weren't trapped in our houses. There wasn't a global pandemic, although there certainly have been a huge surge in the flu and other airborne illnesses similar to COVID. There is a possibility in the next few years we get a bird flu pandemic because, well, and you know, I'm sure 190,000 IQ genius Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with his never nude workouts and his disgusting quavering voice and his disgusting treatment of women in his life, I'm sure he's going to take care of any possible pandemic. You know, they've only sent their best and brightest, the sharpest mind in the Kennedy family, maybe by default, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know, I feel very optimistic in 2026 that things are only going to get better. I'll be blunt. I really think we are in store for another miserable year. I'm trying not to be like super pessimistic. I'm just saying, unless it happens, which would be very, very funny, probably not going to be a marked improvement over 2025. I'm hoping the music in 2026 will be better, because 2025, I think, is one of the most notorious flop years, at least in terms of charting music, that I can recall. Most of the popular music charts were songs from 2024, 2023, and earlier. Nobody really seemed to be able to get their stuff together in 2025 to release something both successful and good. So I'm hoping 2026 will at least maybe provide us better music? Question mark? Dot, dot, dot. Who knows? Who knows? I'm trying to be positive, folks. I really am. But the state of the world, not great. How can you make a difference? Well, you can try and get more involved with your local community. Help your neighbor. Maybe don't pay for things like Twitter. Don't give your money to corrupt billionaires. And if you're a TikTok witch, it worked with Charlie Kirk. You know what you got to do. Okay. Let's get back to the music. Wasn't super into Geese in 2025. I know they were like kind of the big critical darling. Just didn't resonate with me. However, Cameron Winter's solo work released at the end of 2024, much more my speed. This is Love Takes Miles on your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
Against you again, 'cause I'm a man who has has a wife, who has a mother, who married one but she loved another. You're a tower without the bells. You're a negative wishing well. Should have checked the stable door for the name of the sire and dam. You were always at the dog track with your brother and all your friends. Chalk lines around my body like the shoreline of a lake. Your laughter made me nervous. It made your body shake too hard. Now there's a lot of things that I'm gonna miss, like thunder down country and the way water drips when you're running for the door in the rain. Read the metro section, read the metro section, read the metro section, see my name. No, I didn't really wanna die, I only wanted to die in your eyes. Grant me one last wish, life should mean a lot less than this. Grant me one last wish, life should mean a lot less than this.
We're back. Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Quick music block there. Kicked it off with Cameron Winter and Love Takes Miles, which might be the track of the episode. Silver Jews, How to Rent a Room, a depressingly spiteful song about his genuinely evil father. Peach Pit, Am I Your Girl? Catch Bonner, some new CanCon there with Traveler. And folks, to close out the broadcast today, we're going to hear kind of a folk track from Dean Baltison. We've got some more kind of electro stuff with Char and Particular Particle. And as we'll discuss in a few minutes, we're going to close the show out with the Mountain Goats. Just wanted to pop in, give you that quick rundown on what you heard and what's still to come. Hope you'll stay with us on your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Thank you.
aside your anxious ways while the moon is still so bright.
Host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lose it.
We're back. You just heard Particular Particle with the brilliantly titled AI is Theft. That's something that I hope and could happen in 2026. We could see the AI bubble finally burst. If your community is planning on building a data center, which Kingston is planning on doing, I cannot implore you enough to protest, kick up a fuss, do what you must, because those are actively destroying the planet, making utilities in these communities more expensive, and polluting their water supply. So fingers crossed, AI will die in 2026. If only that happens, the world will be an immensely improved place. We also heard from Char with the Keep the Peace remix, Dean Baltison with Lighting Out, and we're going to close out with another track from the latest Mountain Goats release. And much like Dean Hayden, one of the two hosts of the Tuesday Indie Wake Up Call, when I first heard the latest Mountain Goats release, my favorite album off the track was Dawn of Revelation, but I think slowly over time, I've really started to just really appreciate, I want to say it's five or six on the album. So right smack dab in the middle called Peru, which has some of those wall of sound chamber pop stylings to it. Like I talked about in episodes past, I really appreciate the kind of symphonic 70s sound of the latest Mountain Goats release. And I think Peru is a fantastic example of that. I think it's, I'm not going to say John Darnielle's best songwriting, because he kind of has to do the musical theater, like long, protracted lines to make the meter fit, but it does work for this track. So it's grown on me. When I first heard it, I was like, so-so, but the more I listen to it, the more time that passes, the more I come to appreciate Peru. So it's going to be our closing track for today's episode. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for bearing with me being grumpy and pessimistic about 2026. The year's just begun. I really do hope that it will be a positive year for the world, a positive year for you. And even though I am, yes, grumpy, pessimistic, and spicy today, don't let that impact the start of your 2026. The year can be what you want it to be. It can be what you make it. So I hope you make it a good one. And I hope you stay tuned, because we've still got a lot of ground to cover on CFRC. A ton of good stuff still to come. It's Friday. It's a loaded lineup. You already know. Big hits coming, including a new episode of the charts directly after me. But until next week, folks, this is Jesse Bell signing off, wishing you all nothing but the best. See you again soon.
man whose heart would know peace. Praise all the things that he should praise. Just about a week in the future, these are gonna seem like the good days. Because the stake is gonna rise from the pit, and brother will turn against brother. We won't have a minute to lose. At most we'll only have each other. Like the flowers you said you saw when you were young, when you were still young. Like the flowers you may have imagined, doing what their nature tells them to. Worlds away in the wind.
Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Bad Dawn, a new single by local act Lake Porter. The new song is about facing the impossible and surviving it with the people who never leave your side. It's a story of loyalty and defiance, staring down darkness and choosing love anyway. As faithful as the sun to a new dawn, it's a reminder that no matter how bad it gets, we rise together. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Bad Dawn by Lake Porter on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
All night it gets a little brighter, all day it gets a little dark. I don't want to drink every day, it just feels the same. I pour my last shot right down the drain, and maybe I'll find my sanity. And oh yeah, it's right in front of me. And this time I had it all wrong, but the good days gone and the bad days dawn on me.
I'm way too comfortable living a lie. Swore to myself a thousand times.
On me, good days gone, but the
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue